Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Too many tools, too much stress, and way too many bills.
Odoo replaces it all. One connected platform for every part of your business, so you can work faster, smarter, and for less. Odoo, the only software you'll ever need. Try it free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
8:45, quarter till 9, May 1st. LSU baseball ranked number 2 nationally. Now's the time of year, although the season extends a long time. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Let's talk about these LSU baseball Tigers today, how they compare to what we saw, I guess, back, what, February, I guess, when the season started, right?
Well, this has been a... You know, we went into the season thinking that this could be a really good team. We talked about the depth, that there was a – it seemed like they had a lot of different options. There were some question marks, but I would say a lot of the question marks have been answered. Like, you know, for instance, guys like Derek Curiel and Daniel Dickinson, can they – you know, for Curiel, a lot of hype about him as far as incoming freshman. Can he live up to the hype? And he's done that and probably even more. Daniel Dickinson was great at Utah Valley, but can he be great at LSU? And I think he's been fantastic. And then I think they've also gotten some performances that have exceeded expectations. Chris Stanfield, I don't think anybody would have thought at the beginning of the season he'd be hitting 329 on the year. Or a guy like Ethan Frye, who has the third best batting average on the team at 343 and is tied for third for most home runs on the team with 8. I mean, certain things, especially offensively, the position player-wise, has really panned out very well for LSU. And then Cade Anderson has lived up to the role of being a Friday night starter. Anthony Ianson, while he'll allow some base runners to get on base, maybe walks too many guys at times, still has been a really good number two starter. And then I think what Cason Evans and Zach Collin have done for them out of the bullpen, I mean, those guys combined 29 appearances between the two, and they each have an ERA near 1. I think that has been the difference maker for this LSU baseball team, that they've been able to count on those two guys when they have a slim lead, or if it's a tight game, they can put those two guys into the ball game, and they just put up zeros. Now, Evans is starting to transition more into a starter's role. We'll see, but still, those two guys have been huge difference makers for this team, and I think they're a big reason why LSU's 37-9 overall and 14-7 in the Southeastern Conference.
Let's talk about Texas A&M heading over to College Station and a series that starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night, you know, Texas A&M, you want to talk about expectations, you know, going into the season, they were ranked number one. Preseason number one ranked team, and they got off to an awful start. I mean, they started 1-9 in the SEC play, and they also had a bunch of losses in the non-conference portion of their schedule before league play started. A couple weeks ago, they swept a doubleheader from Tennessee, and it looked like they were starting to turn things around. They swept South Carolina. They won a series against Arkansas. But then last weekend, they got swept by Texas, who was ranked number one. Now, all three games, though, were decided by one run. So they were right there with them. So this is still a very good Texas A&M team. And when you talk to, you know, the national college baseball analysts out there, they say, hey, you can't look past this Texas A&M team, even though Their conference record doesn't look very good at the moment. They're 8-13 in league play because they got a lot of talent, and it is starting to come together for them. For LSU, they got to make sure it. You know, I think for Texas A&M, they come into this series, they're going to be hungry because not only did they get swept last week by Texas, but you got 9 conference games left, and A&M is trying to make a push here. And the best way for them to make a push is win this series against LSU, then they play Missouri, who does not even have a conference win this year, and then they'll finish up the regular season after that. But Texas A&M, I think the biggest struggle for them is just they've lacked consistency at the plate as a team. They're only hitting .271 on the season. And that's been their struggles. And they had a hard time scoring a lot of runs in that series last weekend against Austin. So it'll be up to LSU's pitchers once again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Try to shut them down and see if LSU can get a series victory on the road in College Station.
All right, we'll pick it up. We come back talking to Jeff Palermo about LSU baseball. Got all the action for you here on WWL. WWL.com columnist is Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Network News Director. The Oakland Orange Jeweler text me line, 504-260-1870. If you got any questions, comments about LSU baseball, I'll pass them along. It is time for traffic now on WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, WWL, of course, your home for LSU baseball. Up next for the Tigers, 3-game series at Texas A&M. All starts tomorrow night. Tigers taking on the Aggies at 6 p.m. on WWL, streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Game 2 Saturday at 2, Game 3 Sunday at 1. You can hear all the action here on WWL. Go Tigers! Tommy Tucker talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. So, Jeff, we got Texas A&M this weekend. Then you play Grambling on the midweek game Tuesday night. Then a series with Arkansas. Then a series with South Carolina. Then it's time for the SEC tournament. How is that going to be different this year with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma?
As far as the SEC tournament, well, it goes down to a single elimination tournament. And I'm not a big fan of that. I always thought what was great about the SEC tournament was the double elimination. And if you lose that first game, having a chance to kind of fight your way back, it always made for some fun games. And,
Well, that managed the roster too, right? And manage the roster, too, which I think is part of baseball, Jeff.
Yeah, it is.
If you get on that losing side, I'm saying.
Well, one of the things they've done, too, is all 16 teams get to go. Last year when you had 14 teams in the league, 12 of the teams got to go. And I'm also not a big fan of having every team go. I mean, Missouri, they're 0-21. They don't deserve to go to the SEC tournament. I'm sorry. South Carolina, they've won 5 games. You're not very good. Let's not waste everyone's time here. Let's move along and really have the best teams. But I think from the coach's perspective, though, this is the way they probably look at it, is especially in someone in Jay Johnson's shoes, is this has been such a grind going through this 30-game conference schedule. I think the league has just gotten so much better, and there's a several factors, I think, because of that. I think you're seeing the best players from high school baseball going to college instead of the pro. And then, obviously, in college, you, for the most part, you stick around for 2 or 3 years. You're getting some older college baseball players because the minor league or the Major League Baseball draft has been shrunken down to 20 rounds. So it's just the quality of baseball has improved. So when you get through this 30-game schedule, it's been such a grind. It's probably good from the coach's perspective. You know what? Let's not overtax ourselves in the SEC tournament, because the following week is the regionals, and that's what really matters, not what the SEC tournament is. So for this year, if LSU holds as the number 2 or 3 seed like they would be right now, they would actually not play until Friday, and it would be single elimination. So if they lost in that game on Friday, that's it. They're done. They get ready for the regionals. Of course, if they win, they keep advancing. And they would, the maximum number of games they would play is 3, and I would imagine Jay Johnson is probably okay with that, not having to tax his team in the SEC tournament. In the tournament, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't mean as much or nearly as much as obviously what will happen in the NCAA tournament.
Thank you, Jeff. Pleasure as always. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We have been talking a long time about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion from the Plaquemines Parish angle, from the coastal restoration angle, from the ecological angle, from the fisherman's angle. We're going to spend an hour talking about it when we come back. Gordon Double, kick it off. He's the chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority. Then we'll talk with Simone Malaz, the campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. Different sides of the issue completely. We'll get both sides and ask our questions. You have any? The Oakland Art Jeweler text line's open, 504-260-1870. You text them in, I'll ask them when we come back on WWL.